WHCL, Clinton, New York.
About you, Bob, and they're saying you're off the car. Fake it, Mr. B, take it, follow me, Bob White. We're gonna break it up tonight. Thank you. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola. Here I am. I finally pressed the button, so I'm going to say it to you. It is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Tonight, what am I going to swing tonight? As stated in our initial song, Bob White, played by Shep Fields, Bobby Goday singing that for you. That was from 1937. But Bob White, what you going to swing tonight? Well, we have a little bit of swing and a little bit of earlier stuff, and it's quite a mixture. But we also have some musicians who are still working, and some that are very young, and some that are doing an amazing job of keeping this music alive and performing. So you're going to hear that too. After Shep Fields, we heard Les Brown with his university band, the Duke University Blue Devils, Dance of the Blue Devils, 1937, off an old Decca, and that sounds pretty good. And our theme, Wake Up Chillin', of course. And you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org, here at beautiful Hamlin College in very, you know, slightly sultry Clinton, New York, but it's just gorgeous, so I'm not going to complain. At least I'm not drenched with anything other than my own perspiration. And here's going way back to the acoustic era. Here are the California Ramblers in 1923 off an old Columbia. And this is what I did a lot of in school because, you know, I was always opening my mouth. And then I discovered that I could do that on radio and it wouldn't be as inappropriate. Sitting in a corner.
Thank you.
Now, you may have noticed a dramatic improvement in sound quality there, but not much of a change in the style of music in the era that I'm playing. That was recorded, well, I believe that was recorded in 1998, although the CD is somewhat newer than that I used. That was Dan Levinson's Roof Garden Jazz Band playing Swanee in the style of the original Dixieland Jazz Band. Now, according to Dan, the original Dixieland Jazz Band had that in their book, or they played it, but they never recorded it. What he did was he envisioned the way they might have played it without anything other than his own remarkable scholarship and instinct. And if you want to buy that CD or if you want to hear what else is on it, go to his website, which I have linked to the Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Before that, the original Memphis Five, Phil Napoleon, Frank Signorelli, I think Charlie Pinelli was on trombone there, Lytel, oh boy, clarinet playing. How Come You Do Me Like You Do, 1924, Victor, cleaned up nicely. I got a comment on how nicely these sound. I try to do a light touch, but they're a little cleaner than they were at one point. Before that, the California Ramblers from a flag label, Columbia, Sitting in a Corner, 1923, and you heard Adrian Rollini all over the place in there, and that bass sax comes through good, amazingly well on an acoustic recording. And I hope this show is coming over well on electric radio. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. You're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. We're here every Friday night at 8. If you want to hear what we're doing, well, we're doing it. So we're here at 8, and I'm here. I don't have a mouse in my pocket. It's just me and my shadow from 8 till 10. And then you know, there's another guy after me. I'll explain all that later. And another guy before me, and I'll tell you about him, too. There, it's all worthy of mention. But now, since you might be missing some surface noise, and God knows you can't live without surface noise, here's Jack Smith. And I just got a much nicer copy of this recording. But this was all ready to go for the show today, so we're listening to this one. So this is the true analog listening experience. Jack Smith, 1926. Precious.
I'm mad about the sweet, gad about the latest singing gal that walks and talks and keeps me watching my pals. I'm so excited, I'll be delighted just to point her out. That's her, yes, sir, the one I'm talking about. There was in the spring. Meat dresses, she's got something they're calling for. And while they're calling, she's falling for yours truly, just a gal you surely ought to meet. And believe me, if you value something mighty sweet, and someday when I'm locked in her heart, up in a smart little apartment, she'll be precious, sweet to me. And when people greet her, or try to meet her, we just leave them flat. They know that's so, and there's a reason for that. And I'll tell you, mister, I lost her sister showing her around. That's why I'll try to keep this treasure I found. There goes precious, sweetest little thing, sweet precious, just as fresh as flowers in the spring. Meet precious, she's got something they're all calling for. And while they're calling, you know who she's falling for? Yours truly, she's the reason gentlemen prefer. Blonde babies, and every season fashion follows her, and I'm more than sure that you'll understand when I demand, please do not handle. She's so precious, sweet to me. There goes precious, sweetest little thing. Now meet precious, just as fresh as flowers in the spring. Sweet precious, and she's got something they're all calling for. And while they're calling, you know who she's falling for? Yours truly. Let me tell you, everybody knows sweet precious draws attention everywhere she goes. And someday, when I'm locked in her heart, up in a smart little apartment, she'll be precious, sweet to me.
waiting for some little bitty girl boy. Life is a college of hope for us all, but love has ever there, and love is all. Baby feet go pitter patter from my heart. Tell me, folks, what else could matter anymore? Baby fingers go a mussing through my hair. Let the world go on a fussing, I should care. When I come back from town, they meet me by the gate. They greet me with a lawn I've hungered for. If I'm not in heaven, then I'm right next door. Baby feet go pitter patter across my floor. What else could matter anymore? Baby fingers go a mussing through my hair. Let the world go on a mussing, I should care. Because when I've been away all day and I come back home, they meet me by the gate and they say, "Hello, Mama," with the love I've hungered for. Now if that isn't heaven, then it's right next door. Little baby feet go pitter patter across my floor. One little, two little, three little toes, four little, five little toes. One little, two little, three little,
Baby feet go pitter patter. Before that, Annette Hanshaw, Calling Me Home, 1926. And starting with Jack Smith, and I told you I've got a better copy of that somewhere, and I will use it when I get that transferred, believe me. But that you get an idea of the quality of the performance from that. 1926, Precious, and that was. Well, I'll explain that set to you later, or maybe at least if anyone inquires about it, they're welcome to do so. This is Radio, I'm Andy Sr., and you're listening to WHCL 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. This is Radio, and we're on every Friday, 8 p.m., unless somebody decides to shoot me. But I'm not going to, you know, I don't want any offers. You know, just, I don't want to put any ideas in any of your heads, but that's... a likelihood. Here's Jack Payne in 1934, and this record had a lot of bass on it when I got it, so I tried to fix it some, but I hope it sounds good. It sounded good when I was cleaning it up. Lazy Rhythm. Thank you. and that was very, very good little dance band side, Bob Causer and his Cornelians in 1932. Paul Small on the vocal there. I could call you my sweetheart. I swear, Venuti and Lang were in there. I don't know if they're in there officially, but they certainly, whoever was playing sounded like them. And I'm sure there were many other great musicians of note, well-known musicians who were lurking in those ranks as well. And that's off an old Oriole. And I've got a bunch of other Orioles that I just got today with, you know, I got a few records today. I just keep getting more of them. And someday I'll just have to find another place to sleep because I just have forced myself out. But I got some good ones today, and I'll get to transferring them, sometime before the next ice age. Before that, Clyde McCoy and his orchestra, Blue Sugar, 1936, off an old Decca, a sort of a take on, or I'd say a cashing in on Sugar Blues. So what better than Blue Sugar? That's an indication that he's going to be playing in basically the same style, which he was, but a much more muted performance. Well, even though it was muted, but a much more sedate performance, I should say. Beginning with Jack Payne, and we're going to hear more Jack Payne later, too. Lazy Rhythm, 1934, and it's been a lazy summer. Boy, this month it really decided to get warm, and I decided to get slow. So putting this show together, it's, you can't watch a... You don't want to see the slowest thing in the world. It's me putting together this show in the month of August. So, yeah, and I'm Andy Senior, and I need somebody to, jab me with a stick or something. And this is Radiola. And as I say, we're on every Friday at 8. Before us, though, if you want to tune in and enjoy a really good show, Mark Fuller comes on with Retro Radio. So enjoy. You'll love his show. Retro Radio Country, I should say. Retro Radio... regular Retro Radio, I believe, returns in the autumn. But during the summer, it's country. So we listen to country 6 p.m., so tune in early every Friday. Mark is on from 6 until 8, playing the best country of the 50s, 60s, 70s. Stuff you remember. You're basically no stuff that was on country radio that isn't played much these days, except when Mark plays it. And after that, I come on, and... I believe for the rest of the summer we have the Gray Fox coming in at 10 with Walkabout, which is a little different from what you're hearing now, but you may like it. So stick around. Tune in early, listen late to WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. And now that I've gotten that plug, let me plug this. Here's our next selection. I swear this guy was related to Kate Hepburn, but whatever his lineage... He certainly is impassioned in his singing. On an old Vocalion from 1925, Look Who's Here, Ukulele Hughes.
Down at a railroad station, there was a big ovation when Bill Brown's gal came to town. He surely must have missed her. All day he hugged and kissed her, and with each kiss he said, "Oh, look who's here, my old gal. Gone a year, came back this morning. Look who's here, my old pal. Went away, left without warning, never knew where she hid, and I never knew what she did. All I know, she is educated now. Oh, boy, and how, look who's here, what a break. Baby's here, sure knows a loving, can she pet? You can bet that she gets better each time. Talk of bliss, I'll say this, she don't miss when we kiss. Oh, look who's here, that loving gal of mine. Each night that he goes calling, you'll never find him stalling. He's learning more every day. From 8 till nearly 11, he's in a seventh heaven, and this is all he'll say. Oh, look who's here, my old gal. Gone a year, came back this morning. Look who's here, my old pal. When went away, left without warning, never knew where she hid, and I never, never knew what she did. All I know, she is educated now, oh boy, and how, look who's here, what a break. Baby dear, sure knows a loving ten, she said, you can bet that she gets better each time. Talk of bliss, I'll say this, she don't miss when we kiss. Oh, look who's here, that loving gal of mine. Oh, look who's here, my old gal, gone a year, came back this morning. Look who's here, my old pal, went away, left without warning, never knew where she hid, and I never, never knew what she did. All I know, she is educated now, oh boy, and how, look who's here, what a break. Baby dear, sure knows a loving ten, she said, you can bet that she gets better each time. Talk of bliss, I'll say this, she don't miss when we kiss. Oh, look who's here, that loving gal of mine.
If you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Now Casey Jones was the roundest name on a 6-8 wheeler, boys, he won his fame. The caller called Casey at 4:30. He kissed his wife at the station door. He mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hand, took his farewell trip to the promised land. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin, Casey Jones with his orders in his hand. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin, took his farewell trip to the promised land. Put in your water and shovel in your coal. Put your head out the window, watch the drivers roll. I'll run her till she leaves the rail, cause I'm 8 hours late with a western mail. He looked at his watch and his watch was slow. He looked at the water and the water was low. He turned to the fireman and then he said, we're gonna reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead. Casey Jones gonna reach Frisco, Casey Jones, but we'll all be dead. Casey Jones gonna reach Frisco, we're gonna reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead. At the Reno Hill, he whistled for the crossing with an awful shrill. The switchman knew by the engine's moan that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. He pulled up within 2 miles of the place. Number 4 was staring him right in the face. He turned to the fireman and said, boy, you better jump, cause there's 2 locomotives that are going to bump. Casey Jones, 2 locomotives, Casey Jones, that are going to bump. Casey Jones, 2 locomotives, that's 2 locomotives that are going to bump. Just before he died, there were 2 more roads that he wanted to ride. The fireman said, what can they be? It's the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. Mrs. Jones sat on her bed and sighed. Just received a message that Casey was dying. Said, go to bed, chillin', and hush your crying, cause you got another papa on the Salt Lake Mine. Mrs. Casey Jones got another papa. Mrs. Casey Jones on the Salt Lake Mine. Mrs. Casey Jones got another papa. Got another papa on the Salt Lake Mine.
Thank you.
down and explore. I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man who could ask for anything more. Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man who would ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more?
Nice copy of that. It's just enough surface noise to make it interesting, but no real bumps or gouges in that. It's a nice copy, I guess. Sam Lannon and his orchestra, and who else but Irving Kaufman could that be? And Irving was feeling good that day. I could tell he was really, you know, putting his elbows into that one. I Got Rhythm, 1931, and I like that. I love, you know, Irving Kaufman. For years, record collectors were, you know, they'd sort of make comments, but the more I listened to Irving Kaufman, the more I realized that he was probably one of the greatest singers of the 20th century. And I say that with a straight face and sincerely, because I think he was. He was just an amazing work ethic that you wouldn't believe, just totally indefatigable, and was in the studio every day and always did a great job. And sounded good. He wasn't necessarily romantic, but he sounded, boy, he really did those, he did what he had to do on those records, and he sounded good. And he sounds like a, you know, he's like a member of the family. So, I mean, a member of the family that you can get along with. So that's even better. Before that, Vernon Dalehart, another familiar voice. Casey Jones, 1927. They have another daddy on the Salt Lake line, so... Obviously, that's nothing new. Today, it would be on Jerry Springer, of course. And we began with Ukulele Hughes. Look Who's Here, 1925, and he was belting. That's Ukulele Hughes. I don't know who he was, but that guy, you know, he could probably hear him from about three blocks away when he was doing that. And I hope you can hear me from more than three blocks away from Hamlin College. And if you can, I'm very grateful that you're listening tonight to Radiola. We have just a lot of different things going on. I'm playing some new artists too tonight. I mixed in some more modern performers who are keeping the music alive, who have an appreciation and understanding of it that is, I would say, almost preternatural, and that's a compliment, by the way. It's almost absolutely uncanny that people would have a feel for this music. Dan Levinson is one such, and the West End Jazz Band. I have coming up in a minute or two, I'm going to be playing Molly Ryan, who is Mrs. Dan Levinson, and from her CD Songbird in the Moonlight. And that's all linked on the Radiola blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google, and you'll find that in all kinds of links to programs and the musicians and to other things. to archives, to the Live 365 feed, to whatever you want to hear. It's almost a clearinghouse for this type of stuff, and I hope you avail yourself of those resources that I've assembled over the past several years. But yes, you can a lot of good shows, and I'll be playing. As a matter of fact, I'll be playing some of Rich Kennedy's big broadcast CD in the second hour. So stay tuned for that. And his show's on Sunday night, so his link is there. Also, Forward into the Past, wonderful show on the West Coast, hosted by Randy Bryan. You hear, and there's an archive stream of Ray Smith. Oh, you cannot go wrong. There is such great stuff out there. In addition to musicians, as I say, the West End Jazz Band and Dan Levinson and Ian Whitcomb, and all these. All, and, you know, Rob Bamberger's show is there. And I mean, I could just keep going until I was out of breath. And then, of course, the show would be over. But since this is a musical show, let me play some music. Molly Ryan in 2008. Molly Ryan is, I was astonished to discover that she's a fairly young person, but she has an amazing, I would say a remarkable and unique talent of understanding this music and performing it with absolute, beauty and her intonation is just, what sound? I mean, you'll love her sound. So here's Molly Ryan in 2008, and this is a sentiment I'm sure many of you share, unless you're paying alimony, which I hope you're not. But whatever your situation may be, let's just all say it together. Hooray for love.